let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. September 1996, the groundbreaking preschool series Blue's Clues premiered to critical praise, creating a more interactive way for kids to watch TV, becoming one of the most popular preschool shows of all time. And now, Blue and her crew are back in the new Nickelodeon series, Blue's Clues and You, featuring a new live-action host, Josh, who was inspired, by the way, by the original series to be an actor. Nickelodeon's executive vice president of talent calls Josh the perfect choice. Considered a triple threat, Josh appeared in Disney's Broadway production of Aladdin as the understudy for Aladdin and a member of the ensemble. Other notable theater credits, TV roles in Bull and Time After Time. His debut as a TV series regular, Josh Dela Cruz, new host Nickelodeon's brand new preschool series, Blue's Clues and You, premiering Monday, November 11th, 1 Eastern Pacific, and Josh with us on This Week in America. Hi, Josh, welcome to the program.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks, Rick.
Well, America is so happy. Blue's Clues is going to be back. And I mentioned that this is sort of the impetus you had to become an actor. You find out Blue's Clues is coming back. Your agent gets you an audition. What was it like when you actually walked into that audition, realizing this is a TV series that was so instrumental in my life?
You know, it's so funny because at that point, I had been a working actor for a while, and you go into a lot of auditions, and you know, you can't really put all your money on one horse. So you just kind of go in as a regular audition, and I had worked on the sides with my cast at Aladdin because we're like family. And we were going back and forth, reminiscing and remembering, like, oh, remember when Steve did this? And remember, oh, the male song? Oh, yeah. And we'd all start singing the male song. And, you know, it's difficult not to get excited when you go into an audition, when it's something that you care about and something that was such a huge part of your childhood. Because I used to watch the show with my little sister.
You know, and it's interesting.
So you try.
Yeah, finish. Story. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you try not to get excited going in to an audition because it never goes well when you do. So I went in, I did my best, and I didn't hear back for a month. And a month later, I just assumed that I hadn't got it. You know, it was a bummer. And then all of a sudden, a month later, I get an email from my agent saying, yeah, I guess this is still happening. You have a callback. Oh, okay, great. I go in. This time it's a table full of producers and our creators, Angela Santomero and Tracy Page Johnson, who also happens to be the voice of Blue in the original series and will be reprising her role in our series. And that went well. My agent sends me another email. You got another callback. And by the way, here's this video. It's a video that Nickelodeon put out, the search for the next Blue's Clues host. And in the video, I find out that they had auditioned over 3,000 people.
Wow.
At this point. And I was like, oh, okay. That explains the month. And after going in, I would get more and more excited, trying to manage my excitement so that I could just go in and focus on the work and focus on the home viewer at home. And every time I came home after an audition, I said to myself, this is the thing that you're waiting for. This is the one. I hope I get it. And, you know, I'm just so fortunate to be part of this show.
What an emotionally draining process you went through to get the role, and you have it now, and everybody is waiting, including parents, because this was a hit with toddlers, with young children, as well as, we'll admit it, adults as well. Some of the favorite characters are coming back. Who all is coming back? And then we'll talk about all these exciting brand new elements you have.
Yeah. So all of our characters are coming back. We have Blue, and we have Magenta. We have Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pepper. We have the Shaker family is growing, so our viewers can look forward to that, of a growing family. And more importantly, in our first episode, Steve Burns and Donovan Patton will be in our show as Steve and Joe passing on the torch, teaching me how to play Blue's Clues. That way I'm learning with our home viewer, our first game of Blue's Clues ever. So it's really, really exciting.
Talk about, with some of the new aspect, this series has been known for its interactivity. You're really taking it to a different level, aren't you, with some of the new elements and refreshing some of those favorites that we grew to love a couple of years ago when the series was so popular.
Yeah, well, so Blue is back, obviously, but because it's 2019, almost 2020 at this point, she is CG. She's a 3D puppy. She's cuter. She's fluffy. She has fur, which is something that she didn't have in the original show. And our amazing team at Nine Story is able to animate her face and create such nuance in her performance so that any comedic thing that I throw up there is just amplified by her comedic timing and her reaction. So it's just so exciting to have a much more dynamic Blue in Blue's Clues and You. And as everyone remembers that has watched the show, there is the handy dandy notebook. That's all my sister wanted when she was for her birthday when she was little, was a handy dandy notebook. But this time around, the handy dandy notebook is also a smartphone. So now we have apps. We can get emails. We get video letters, video calls, so we can see Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pepper calling us from the kitchen to come over, while never losing the iconic notebook with the yellow pages and the crayon and the tactile functionality of drawing a clue and remembering it. So it's really, really exciting.
I got about a minute left. Talk about what this means to you to do this series from the aspect that you grew up, you were shaped by this program, by Steve and watching the program. Now you're going to have a whole new generation out there that will be shaped by you and this program, including a lot of you mentioned your nephews will grow up watching you as you were watching Steve. What's this like to be shaping a generation out there?
I'm just so honored to be given the opportunity and the responsibility to be part of this show. If there's anything that I would like kids to take away, aside from the amazing academic tools that they're going to be taking with them, is that it's okay to be silly and it's okay to make mistakes, because we'll learn from our mistakes and we'll get it on the next time. And as long as we work hard and continue to be kind, the world will open up and we'll be able to see the fun in life. So that's what I hope that kids can take away.
We're talking about the all-new Blue's Clues and You, the new host Josh, joining us on the program, premiering Monday, November 11th, 1 Eastern Pacific on Nickelodeon. Josh, congratulations. Thank you for being with us on the program. We'll be watching the new season.
Thank you so much, Rick.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.